Researchers have warned that the impacts of climate change could grow dire over the next century. Floods and droughts, fiercer storms, more health problems, including cancer. Now scientists say that Gulf Coast residents have a particular reason for concern. Global warming could make the area more vulnerable in the event of another large oil spill.
Here in coastal Louisiana, we have more reason to be worried about global warming than almost anyone else in the United States.
That's Torbjørn Tornquist. He's a professor of Earth and Environmental Sciences at Tulane University. He's also the director of the National Institute for Climate Change Research, Coastal Center. To understand the link between climate change and oil spills, you have to know this. The Louisiana coast has lost 2,000 square miles of wetland since the 1930s as the land has sunk. That sinking is called subsidence. So far, climate change has been a relatively minor factor in the land loss.
One of the really fundamental causes is the levying of the Mississippi River. In its natural state, the Mississippi Delta, which is basically a large part of these wetlands, would flood almost every year, and these wetlands would be nourished with sediments, and those sediments were really important to keep pace with sea level rise. Now, the levees that, of course, had to be built to provide flood protection, they had this very unfortunate side effect that they shut down the delivery of sediment to the delta. So as a result, subsidence of the delta plain and these wetlands continued and sea level continued to rise. And that was one of the main reasons that wetlands started to be lost. Now, there is a whole range of other factors. Perhaps the main one is the very, very extensive network of artificial canals that have been dug, mainly associated with the oil and gas industry. That has allowed for salt water to intrude from the Gulf of Mexico. Once you open up a canal, you kind of create a nucleus for areas where wetlands can start to degrade very rapidly. But there is another factor that is not very often talked about. In the past century, on the Gulf Coast, sea level has been rising about five times faster than it did naturally in about a 1,000-year period prior to the Industrial Revolution. And that is directly associated with climate change and the release of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere.
Until now, these rising sea levels have taken a back seat to natural subsidence. That's because the Mississippi Delta, like many of the world's deltas, has a thick layer of soft sediment that tends to compress under its own weight.
But even the more cautious, conservative scenarios predict that sea level will continue to accelerate. It is very likely that at some point in the next century, we will have that crossover point where the role of subsidence, which of course will continue, is basically going to be overtaken by the role of global sea level rise, and that will eventually become the predominant factor.
What exactly does this have to do with future oil spills? Remember that wetlands serve as a natural buffer, not just against hurricanes, but also against man-made disasters.
If we think about the oil spill, and if we imagine if we would go forward a couple of decades and there would be no serious action to reverse the problem of coastal wetland loss, what that would mean is that the wetlands would degrade further. The shoreline would literally move farther inland and make it closer to places where people live. That would, of course, potentially make those communities more vulnerable to various impacts. You know, you can think of storm surges associated with hurricanes, but also the impact of potential future oil spills. They will literally bring the oil much closer to the homes of where people live.
The take-home message: if we want to protect the Louisiana coast from future spills, we can't just think regionally. We need to find solutions that are national and even international. In New Orleans, I'm Richard Ziegler.